The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's the Wednesday, May 13th edition of TalkBack. I'm Peter Christian, the fabulous Mr. Nick Christensen over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
All right. So we have lots going on this morning. And coming up at 8:30, we have a special guest here in the studio. Matthew Roth is going to be joining us. He's running for Roe Valley County Commissioner. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, a name that you'll remember, of course, so those of you who have listened to these stations for a long time, Aaron Flint, who's now running for Congress. He used to be the host of this show. And he's going to be joining us talking about his run for Congress. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we hope that you will call in. But right now, we have open phones for the first half hour. So if there's something on your mind this morning you would like to talk about, please feel free to pick up the phone. Give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So what's new in the life of the fabulous Nick Christensen, sir? What's going on?
Nothing exciting to report today. No. Okay. Just excited for the show.
You bet. And so there's a lot going on out there. I had a call this morning. I have a recording studio in my home, and I got a call from Steve Daines at about 5:30 this morning. And he wanted to go on and talk a little bit about what he's doing. Of course, he's retiring, stepping away. And of course, his chosen successor is Aaron Flint. And of course, Aaron is going to be with us today. But we did talk to, I did have a chance to talk to Senator Daines. And he talked about some of the things that he was really excited about.
Well, I don't know if Aaron, there's no choosing a successor, obviously,
right, yeah,
for
exactly.
This. For Dane's seat, Kurt Almey is running
That's
for Dane's seat.
That's
and
right.
Aaron and Christy Jacobson and Dr. Alashevsky, they're running for Zinke's seat. Just
thank you.
For some clarity there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm still, I guess I'm kind of asleep anyway.
There's a lot of names out there. So yeah, it's a lot going on. But what was Dane saying on your call?
Well, Dane's basically just wanted to say thank you to everyone. Of course, he's stepping down. He's spent several terms as Montana's senator. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody and is hoping that all the things that he accomplished will remain in effect. And he was just really proud of his record in Congress, in the U.S. Senate. So there you go. All right. We do have Ed waiting to talk with us this morning. Ed, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, something that tickles me about the races is Christy Jacobson's ad. She's got a really good TV ad. It's high quality photography and everything. But she says that she wants to thank Trump for endorsing her for Secretary of State. because Trump is endorsing somebody else for Congress.
Right.
Here's Trump on her ad saying, "I endorse Christy Jacobson for Secretary of State."
Well, what I remember was when President Trump was at a Montana rally, and he reached over, pointed, "That's Christy Jacobson. Hey, Christy Jacobson." You know, so he did mention her. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a couple years ago, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, if you have a chance to see that TV, yeah, I think it's kind of funny.
All right, Ed.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Yes, our phone lines are open right now at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. As I mentioned, it is open phones till 8:30. And we'll be talking with Matthew Roth. He'll be in the studio this morning. He's running for Roe Valley County Commissioner. So we're looking forward to talking with him. And also Aaron Flint in the 9 o'clock hour. So lots going on, a busy Wednesday here on TalkBack. And so we're going to come right back after this quick timeout. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dennis Bragg with the latest forecast. Severe weather possible across western Montana today if we see strong thunderstorms develop. A wind advisory in effect from noon today through tonight. Southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Could see some gusts up to 50 if those thunderstorms and lightning develop. The better chance of the storms will be focused over southwest Montana, extending north into the Butte Blackfoot region with the Missoula and Bitterroot valleys on the western edge. Temperatures probably trending a little cooler. We'll see highs today in the mid-70s.
Welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. Good to have you along this morning. Open phones right now, and let's get right to it. Dave is waiting. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to talk to the public for a minute about politicians. I'm a cynic when it comes to what politicians say. I go by the attitude that verify before you trust what they say. And, you know, I'll give you the example of that. The Iran issue, the bomb. Netanyahu, a good politician, has told the world for 9 years that Iran is, you know, 6 months from a bomb because he wanted to manipulate our emotions and wanted the U.S. to go to war with Iran. Well, he finally succeeded, but... you know, and Trump has said that, you know, we would all be dead, basically, if we hadn't pulled the inspectors out. And, you know, because the inspectors in Iran would have caused Iran to have the bomb sooner. Well, you know, I don't believe very much of what politicians say. I believe what the experts say. And the experts that I've listened to say that Iran's nuclear program was under control. It is a problem. Don't get me wrong. Them having a nuclear program was a problem. But it was under control when the inspectors were in there. And removing them just removed the guardrails for Iran to get to go on further. So
let me ask you a question. Wasn't there a huge aerial assault on their nuclear facilities there just less than a year ago?
And yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. You're right. Yes, and it set them back. And, you know, he said it obliterated their program. You know, Trump said that. But, you know, we've had other people come on and say that they're still just months away from a bomb. But, you know, the nuclear inspectors that I listen to say that they're high nuclear material. Their 60% was withdrawn to Russia, was sent to Russia during the inspector program and was not in Iran. But after the inspectors left, the stuff built up in Iran. So, you know, it is a problem. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, we have to be careful. Listen to the experts and question what the politicians say because, you know, they want to manipulate our opinions and manipulate our emotions.
All right.
So be careful.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Rick is standing by. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for holding. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, when Dave says, don't get me wrong, I believe I'll never get Dave wrong. Have you heard of a politician by the name of Sam Forstag? He's running for office in the state of Montana. I believe he's a smoke jumper out of Missoula.
I have seen a couple of ads. Yes, sir.
Well, he says that rich people are moving in and burning up parts of the state so they can purchase it later. That's called arson. And I'm just wondering if he's using the statement they're burning it up as a metaphor or if he actually believes it. And if he does, I don't know why he hasn't contacted authorities about these people that are burning up parts of the state. And if it's just a metaphor for his campaign, I'm wondering how he is actually getting away with accusing unknown people for a felony. Do you think you could have him on at some point and have him explain those quotes that he does on his campaign ads?
Well, I know Nick schedules our guests, and we're getting as many of these candidates on as we can as quickly as possible, right, Nick?
Yep, we sure are.
Yeah, well, I'm being a little cynical with his with my conversation here, but using the word burning up and buying up later is sort of flammable.
I was going to say it's rather inflammatory, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And he's endorsed by Bernie Sanders and several other left-leaning politicians. But the language that he's using is very, very, very strange, and he could open himself up to a lot of criticism later.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And let's go ahead and get another call in before we have to take a break. Catherine, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. I know that you probably are wanting to talk more about the Montana election, but I thought it'd be kind of interesting to mention Spencer Pratt, who's running for mayor in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I sent you his campaign video, which I thought was rather interesting because he's using AI very significantly and crafting quite a interesting and I think very engaging campaign video. Pretty funny too. I don't know if it's going to help or hurt his campaign, but
now is that the one that's entitled "Free Teeth"?
No, not that one. That came out of what's her name? Karen Bass.
Okay.
Was talking about how she wants to give free teeth to meth users because they destroy their teeth. It's the one that he stars as Batman, taking on the other candidates. Anyway, I think that you're going to find more and more people are going to be using that sort of visuals for their campaigns. So it's interesting. I thought
you got to remember TV is a visual medium, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
So, making it fun.
Catherine, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. We're going to come right back in just a moment. We have Kevin and Brad, who are both standing by. And then at 8:30, Matthew Roth is going to be in the studio with us. He's running for Ravalli County Commissioner. We're looking forward to visiting with him. But right now, it's open phone. So if there's something on your mind, take advantage of this opportunity. Give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
Ready for a fun?
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Blowing out your birthday candles should be easy. But if you have undiagnosed COPD, you may find yourself short of breath. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years to your life. If you have symptoms like wheezing or chronic cough, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
Welcome back. This is Talk Back with us Wednesday, May 13th, and Open Phones continues with Kevin. Kevin, good morning, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I'm just going to make a comment on the guy who called earlier, Dave, talked about listening to experts only. And I'm thinking, okay, Dr. Fauci was an expert on COVID, and boy, that didn't go very good. Over the period of years, the experts have told us that salt is bad for us. Also, at the same time, they told us eggs were bad. All of these experts out there who are experts, it just cracks me up when I hear people talk like that. And if you're talking about the experts about the nuclear Iran, the experts were never really allowed to go in there and do any inspections to be experts. So everything you got to take with a grain of sea salt, you know, something else.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And that means Brad is standing by. Brad, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning, Peter. I just wanted to respond to a recent ad that came out, I think it was by the Aaron Flint campaign, that appears to have been a push poll where they, you know, they use a tactic that's, you know, maybe not illegal but unethical, to ask certain questions and lead people to a certain outcome to either promote a candidate or to disparage another. And in 2022, that tactic was used by the Ryan Zinke campaign to show that he had about a 62% to 13% lead over Dr. Olszewski. And it turned out that when they did an actual poll, Olszewski was up 2 points. So a poll that shows Flint at 30% and Christy Jacobson at 20% and Dr. Al at 13% is designed to suppress the supporters of certain candidates while giving enthusiasm to others. And again, while it's not necessarily illegal, it certainly borders on unethical or maybe immoral kind of practices. So people need to be aware of and wary of the polls that they're going to be seeing coming out that say one candidate's ahead, another's behind, one's done this, one has done that. I think it's important that people do their research and look at, you know, which candidates they're going to vote for, whether it's for a local office, a state, legislative office, a statewide office. What kind of experience people have? Can they make an informed decision? Have they been in the mix in terms of making decisions in the past? So I think it's important that people look at polls and ask questions about them, because there was an old saying that the person who phrases the question wins the debate. And it's like asking somebody, is it true that you stopped beating your wife?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't have a positive answer. If you say no, then you're denying it. If you say yes, then people are going to accuse you of it. So just be wary of that, folks, because there's a lot of misinformation being sent out there and erroneous information being put out. So
let
me get on.
Well, you bet. And that's why you should read, especially if you really want to get involved in politics and in the elections, read everything you can get, especially, you know, when you have an issue that's going to be on the ballot, a referendum or whatever. Read both sides so that you can make a good decision when you go into the ballot box. It's the same with voting for any individual. If you don't know that individual, you need to be able to read up on them. And if they're going to want to represent you in Congress, try to get a hold of them and ask some questions. I mean, that's what they want you to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's critical, you know, as you were saying, that you get to know, you know, information about a particular person, because there's a lot of people that you talk to who say, well, you know, I'm just not interested in politics. Well, trust me, politics are interested in you, because, you know, there's another old saying that if you fail to get involved, you're basically destined to be represented by your inferiors. And I think that that's very, very true. There's a lot of people who just say, no, I don't have time or interest in it. But the decisions that are made at the city, county, state, and federal level are going to impact you. So it's critical that people register to vote, get out, you know, get the information collected on the candidates or issues, and make an informed decision. That's what you have to do. And voting is such an important thing. I don't see why people don't place more priority on that. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout this primary.
I agree with you 100%. And it's always been a Nick knows. I've been doing this for a long time. I just tell people, look, if you're not going to vote, you're not allowed to complain, right? Because you did not take advantage of the opportunity to express your opinion on election day. And if you do that, or if you don't go to the polling place, or just, you can just do it at home now. You can sit there in your jammies and fill out your ballot, right? And if you don't do that, I have absolutely no pity for you.
Exactly. Yeah, and you hit it right on the head. You know, if you're not going to take even a modicum of time to go vote, to do what's, you know, what's probably the most important job or function that all of us as average citizens have, then you have no right to talk about the outcome of the election. You did nothing to, you put no ingredients in the cake. So when it's baked, sorry, you get to take the outcome, period.
Yeah, there's an old adage that talks about that. If you don't want to help with preparing the dinner, then when the dinner comes, guess what? You may be out in the cold. All right. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking with Matthew Roth. He's running for Valley County Commissioner. And we hope that you'll stay with us because that's coming up. And our telephone number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout.
Montana weather. Dennis Bragg with the latest forecast. Severe weather possible across western Montana today if we see strong thunderstorms develop. A wind advisory in effect from noon today through tonight. Southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Could see some gusts up to 50 if those thunderstorms and lightning develop. The better chance of the storms will be focused over southwest Montana, extending north into the Butte Blackfoot region with the Missoula and Bitterroot Valleys on the western edge. Temperatures probably trending a little cooler. We'll see highs today in the mid-70s.
Smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries. Leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Glad to have you along this morning. Political season in full swing right now. And we have a special guest here in the studio with us. Matthew Roth is running for Ravalli County Commissioner. Matthew, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I appreciate you having us.
Tell us about Matthew Roth.
Well, my name is Matthew Roth.
By the way, I love the cross on your hat. That's awesome.
I'll tell you, that's what's been leading me through this campaign is that faith in Jesus and everyday walking. It's been a good challenge.
Yeah, all right. Good to have you here, brother. All right, so tell us about Matthew and why you want to jump into politics anyway. What's going on?
That's been an interesting thing. I've studied government my entire life. I've been in public policy issues for the last 30 years. My wife and I moved here about 5.5 years ago from Southern California. We have two kids. My son and daughter both graduated.
Glad you escaped.
Yes, sir. The first time I heard the term refugee was an event that my daughter went to with Turning Point, and I met a guy named Steve Daines in Helena, and he said, you know, oh, you're a refugee. Thank you for it. And I'm like, never heard that term. But that has seemed to gain a lot of traction over the last few years that you're fleeing from that not-so-good place with their policies. So my wife and I moved here. God directed us to Florence, and Florence has just been a welcoming community. I couldn't have been happier. My son and daughter both graduated from Florence High School. upon graduation, my daughter got an offer to work on Ryan Zinke's campaign.
Cool.
She took an interest in politics, and they loved her. And after that, she worked. They asked her to work on the official side of Zinke's campaign, and she enjoyed that. Got to go to the University of Montana at the same time while working. Got to spend some time in D.C. Troy Downing's office then asked her for to come over there. She got to work there. So
you guys are connected.
This girl has far surpassed anything I ever thought I would be doing. So she got to work for Troy Downing as his press secretary. And I guess word got out and she wanted to come back to Montana. And Governor Gianforte just reached out to her recently. So she is now on a 56-county tour with Governor Gianforte as his press secretary. And this girl's 21.
Wow.
And she will make no mistake that she did this, not me. It was nothing I did to give her that credit, which is just a testament to
her. Oh, come on now. I see the buttons popping. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. There is a little bit of a humble brag with, you know, knowing that she's giving back to our community, which is always a good thing.
So if you would just tell us why you want to run for a Valley County Commissioner. What's going on with that?
You know, there was a few events when I first got here. We got plugged in for some reason. I spoke out at a health board meeting. The health board was making a policy that was really against the Fourth Amendment. And I'm a constitutional law professor.
Cool.
And I spoke out at this health board.
You might want to remind folks what the Fourth Amendment is, just to be on the safe side.
You know, the Fourth Amendment is part of our Bill of Rights, and it embraces our freedoms of press and our freedoms of speech, our freedoms of search and seizure. Well, First Amendment is freedom of speech and press, but the Fourth Amendment is search and seizure. And what that was, their policy was saying that they could come onto your property at any time and do what they wanted to do. And I spoke out about that. I said, you can't do that. And let me read the Fourth Amendment. And to the commissioner's credit at the time, he said, wow, we've been looking at this policy for 2 years. You're right. That's against Fourth Amendment. Wow. We're going to change this. And I was dumbfounded going, you have a government here that listens to you.
You mean
how amazing.
You mean to say an elected political official said we are wrong?
It was impressive. I give the commissioner all the credit in the world that
That's
he
awesome.
Actually addressed that. And I was just super impressed with that. After that, there were some conversations I'd had and people kind of started gaining traction with who I was and getting to know me. And they felt that I was a good representative of what their values were, being grounded in constitutional values, being grounded in Montana first or Valley County first ideology. This similar thing happened at our school, the Florence School District. There was a group that was having private meetings with a teacher at lunch against the parents' wishes.
Ooh.
Spoke out at that school board meeting and said something similar. That's illegal. You can't have my kid in a private meeting that I don't know about in a club. That's illegal. And several parents came up to us and said, Matt, you should run for school board. No. We just got here. We have no desire. No, we're happy. We just wanted to speak out.
You want to be a happy nobody.
Happy nobody. After so much prayer and deliberation, I ended up running for school board and got elected. And I was the chairman of the Florence School Board for the last 3 years.
So the cream rises to the top.
I don't know why, but God has put us in positions of leadership in the Valley, and that's not what we intended to do. Just kind of happened.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have Catherine is waiting to visit with you, and all of our other phone lines are open. Our guest here in the studio is Matthew Roth. He's running for Ravalli County Commissioner as a Republican.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right. So we're going to come right back. 406-721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. And we look forward to hearing from you and talking with Matthew Roth. We'll be right back.
In a world of complicated...
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Well, that's a perfect lead-in song for a guy that's running for office. Don't Stop Believing. All right, welcome, everybody. Good to have you back. Matthew Roth is with us. He's running for Valley County Commissioner. And Catherine is waiting with a question. Catherine, go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. Hi, Matthew. I just had a question about, do you have, what kind of experience you have with managing budgets and the government-type setting?
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for the question. Well, like I've said, I've kind of been in government and public policy my whole life. I ran a small unit when I was in law enforcement for gangs, and we had monies that came in from CDBG, which is Community Development Block Grant, and we'd have to account for that and what money we could spend with that. I've also sat on a credit union board where we would have to review the budgets and see what monies was being spent. Currently, I'm the Florence Fire Captain and oversee our EMS division and that budget that we interact with that is the taxpayer dollars that we have to be responsible on how that money gets spent and what we're properly utilizing that. And also my wife and I run a small business, so we have our own budgets that we have to work and pay payroll and our employees and how that budget gets affected every day.
Awesome. Catherine, thanks for the call. I believe we have Skip standing by. Okay, I'm sorry. Kathy, you're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Is this Kathy for
yeah.
Kathy? Hi, I have a question for Matthew Roth. My question is, what kind of experience do you have in Ravalli County for public safety for all of us?
Hi, good morning, Kathy. Well, I think I just kind of talked about I'm the Florence Fire EMS paramedic captain. So I've been involved in public safety for the last 35 years of my life. I'm not going to expound too much on how old that makes me, but I've been involved in public safety my entire life. Coming to Ravalli County, the fire chief kind of said, oh, hey, you're a paramedic. Why don't you come by? And we're volunteers in the Valley. Every fire department in Ravalli County is a volunteer. They wake up out of their bed at 3 a.m. or they come from their work to come help people. So that's what I'm doing in Ravalli County. In my prior life, I was a cop for 20 years where I got opportunities to be a detective in homicide, gangs, sex crimes, and getting to work in administration where I got a good understanding of risk, liability, and exposure, working with our attorneys, making sure that a lot of money wasn't leaving our city from lawsuits.
Wow. All right. Well said. Anything else, Kathy? We're going to go to Susan. Susan, good morning. Skip. I'm sorry. Skip, you're up. I gotta read the screen right. Go ahead, Skip. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Peter. See, Matt, I bet you're surprised I called in.
Good morning, Skip.
I've known Matt for a long time, and I think Ravalli County is quite blessed that there's to replace our retiring commissioner that's been there for 20 years, Chilcott, that we actually have two people running that. Both are consummate, and this is a wonderful learning curve. You've already told me some things this morning, Matt, that I didn't know. I'm happy when you're in the room. Lots of different meetings. By the way, you got a park board meeting this morning at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
And so, I wanted to ask you about something that happened. That so that everybody can understand your position on a specific thing for the future, if you were going to be a commissioner, so we know where you stand on a very important item, and that is a 4-day versus a 5-day school week. In the past, here in the Valley, we've got a couple of schools that already have gone 4-day, and I think that you could probably explain how come you would have your personal position on it, and that way people know in case there's a difference between the candidates. I'll leave it at that, and thank you for stepping up to the plate and running, and your kids are really wonderful. That's a real feather in your cap.
All right, Skip, thanks for the call. Go ahead, please.
So 4-day school week came up when I was on the Florence School Board, and to my knowledge, that had been a discussion since 2009. We ended up finding out that this had been a common discussion in Florence, how, why, where, and how. To Skip's question, why was I in favor of the 4-day school week? Primarily less school time away from their parents. And what I found initially, my pushback was, no, I don't want my kindergartner to be gone from 7 to 5. That seems like a long day. But we ended up learning that it was about only 31 or 32 minutes a day that that would increase, giving the students, teachers, and parents a whole day off to have more family time. So having more family time to integrate with one another, giving those kids the opportunities to go play and not be stuck in a classroom was huge. The data on four-day school weeks, if you researched it, was about 50-50. And if you know anything about Google, you know 50% of Google is false. So no matter which way you were looking, the data was going either way. The University of Montana came out with a study that was not supportive of a four-day school week. I was blessed to have a guy smarter than me on the board, Dr. Matt Reeves, who looked into the research. He was a doctor. He was a PhD. The guy's a smart guy. He was the smart Matt on our board.
Well, you're no slouch yourself, but go ahead. Yeah.
So, and he said, Matt, the data's flawed. He said, a lot of that research is coming out of bigger demographics like Chicago that doesn't apply to here in Montana. Around about that same time, we got information from Whitehall, who's a similar size school, Class B school, and Montanan based. They told us they'd been doing it for 2 years and they had reduced discipline issues. They had increased test scores. They had increased attendance and decreased tardiness. And to
that was all because of the starting time?
All because of that four-day school week and giving that extra day off.
Wow.
So that was the linchpin for me. There was discussion the night of the decision-making where I had suggested we push it off one more year just to give more information to the public. The motion at the time didn't support that, and it was to do it next year. The vote was a 3-1 vote. As the chairman, I didn't need a vote. My job as a chairman is to split any votes. It was 3-1. No matter what I voted, wouldn't have made a difference. So there's people alleging that I didn't take a stand in that. Untrue. We ended up getting sued on that decision-making, the four-day school week, by one family who felt that we didn't give enough public comment. I'm a constitutionalist. I give ad nauseum public comment. My attorney and superintendent told me I didn't have to give them time. I gave them more than enough time. We were sued on it. The judge agreed that my First Amendment rights to giving that to public was valid, and we won that lawsuit.
We're going to come right back. Our guest here in the studio, Matthew Roth, who's running for Valley County Commissioner. We're going to come right back after a quick timeout, and we still have Susan and Jeff who'd like to visit with you, sir, when we come back after this quick timeout. 721-1290 is our number. We'll be right back.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with WipeWall. Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Matthew Roth, running for Ravalli County Commissioner, is on the phone with is here in the studio with us. Susan's on the phone. Susan, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Well, I can understand where Charlie gets her sparkling personality. And I've worked with Charlie, and I was introduced to you at the Ravalli County Pachyderm Club, and And I hope that you win. And tell us what your goals are if you are elected and what it is you want to accomplish as a commissioner.
Good morning,
all
Susan.
All right, there you go.
Good morning, Susan.
Here's a nice slow curve for you. Go ahead.
It is. You know, that question comes up a lot. And what I want to accomplish primarily is keeping Ravalli, Ravalli. Keeping our way of life, our rural style of living, and our neighborly companionship. Limited government is paramount in Ravalli County. You can see that when you come into Missoula County and they have a lot of laws and regulations and restrictions. And Ravalli County, we don't have that. That's a paramount portion of our freedoms and liberties that we love so much in Ravalli County. So I will work hard to make sure that we keep our way of life in Ravalli County and keep Ravalli.
All right, we've got time to get one more. Let's get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning. You're on with Matthew Roth. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Montana. Peter, before I start, I think you need to have as part of the bumper intro music a Peter Christian drum solo. I would really look forward to that every morning. Maybe in the first slot so that it would wake us all up and get our adrenaline going.
I've asked Nick to put in Enigata DeVita for me, but it's a little bit long.
Aaron, what are you talking about?
But,
yeah, I mean, as far as the drum solo goes.
Ah,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Well, just give us one of your specials. We'd enjoy it.
That's all right.
Matthew, it sounds like you have some catching up to do with your daughter.
Yes, no doubt.
I have some. The one question I have is, last week David Beatty was on, and I'm not going to ask you about him because he runs on his own and you stand on your own. But he tended to badmouth the state Republicans, and he said he wasn't getting support and that there was a bunch of hard left or hard right folks who were gaming the system. And I took a look at his voting record yesterday, and Americans for Prosperity have him at a 55 as a conservative. So that prompted me to wonder, what's your relationship with the state party? How do you view Art Wittig and all the folks out there? And do you have any problems that you need to resolve with them, or are you pretty much in line with what the platform says?
So I'm definitely in line with what our Republican platform says. We do have a Republican platform convention coming up next month, which will be here in Missoula, and we'll be sending representatives there. I am currently the Ravalli County Republican Central Committee Chairman. So we are addressing a lot of those discussions as we speak. I'm in line with conservative values. I think that where our differences right now be is Ravalli County will not support people in the primary candidates. We believe that that's up to the public. We believe that's a basis in our republic, that the voters decide, and then we will get behind them inside. Right now, the state's position is they are vetting and endorsing people in the primary elections, and that's probably our biggest complaint. We're not at war with MTGOP. We're in line with MTGOP. We are a part of MTGOP, it being a county Central Committee position.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes left, and I promise you we'll give you a chance to talk about why folks should vote for you, sir.
You know, I think we're lucky in Ravalli County that me and my partner, who's also running, we are running an ethical campaign. We're not talking bad about one another. There are some similarities, but there's some differences. And I think my takeaway is illustrating what some of those differences are, that if you vote for me, you're voting for a small government, limited government person who believes that we can partner with public and private non-government entities to get things done in our valley. He has more of a moderate way of thinking and more bigger government policies. So a voting for me is keeping Ravalli. I don't want to come in and change things in our valley. I want to keep our valley limited government, limited policies. That way we can enjoy the freedoms that God has given us in America.
If folks want to support you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you can reach out to me on rothforvalley@gmail.com is my email. So
that's Roth, R-O-T-H, right?
R-O-T-H-F-O-R, forvalley@gmail.com, or go to my website, which is rothforvalley.com. You can also call me. I'm open. I'm a representative. That's how I've always pledged myself. My phone number is 406-214-9738. If I'm in a meeting, like Skip just said, I'll be in a Parks meeting in a couple minutes. But if I'm in a meeting, text me, leave a message. I will absolutely call you back and have a discussion. I'm happy to hear from you.
Well, Matthew, it's been a delight of getting to know you. Thank you. And again, love your hat. And we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Nick, I appreciate you letting me come in. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the both of you guys. Peter, you guys have been a blessing. You guys have a great morning.
All right. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, in the 9 o'clock hour from 9 to 9:30, we'll be talking with Aaron Flint, who is running for Congress in the Western District congressional seat, which is now held by Ryan Zinke. So we look forward to hearing more about that. So stay with us. We'll be back.
views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along this morning on this Wednesday, May 13th edition of TalkBack. I am Peter Christian. Nick Christensen is taking your phone calls this morning. And we are honored and privileged with us, privileged to have with us Aaron Flint, who anybody who's listened to this program for any number of years is very familiar with Aaron. This was his show, especially over over on KMPT and to the entire state of Montana. Aaron, welcome back to TalkBack, sir. How are you?
Hey, Peter, I'm great. It's so great to be back with you.
You bet. So what we like to do here is, because you're a candidate now for the Western District Congressional seat, which is currently held by Ryan Zinke, and just if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about, I know most of your audience knows about Aaron Flint, but for those who are new, tell us about yourself and why you're running for Congress.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. For those who haven't gotten the chance to know me over the years, I'm a combat veteran, a retired lieutenant colonel. I've served in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Horn of Africa, another tour in the Arabian Peninsula with exercises elsewhere. I've hosted a statewide radio talk show, first starting in 2009. I feel like that's what's really given me the leg up on all these other candidates, because I've gotten the opportunity to listen and learn from so many of you over all these years. And I'm also the fighter in this race who was endorsed by President Donald J. Trump, along with many other great endorsements. But my service to Montana and to our country actually started before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I was going to college back in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. By chance, I ended up covering energy and natural resource policy for former U.S. Senator Conrad Burns, another fellow broadcaster, of course. And I was working for Conrad when our nation was attacked on 9/11. And Peter, I know all of us who are alive that day remember exactly what it felt like, how powerless so many of us felt, how angry so many of us felt. And I remember all we could do, and I'm in the most powerful city on the planet working for a U.S. senator, and all we could do that day after we got evacuated from the Capitol, evacuated from my apartment, we could just sit there and stare at the black smoke billowing out of the Pentagon. And so, Peter, that's what inspired me to come back to Montana, join the Montana Army National Guard and Army ROTC at the University of Montana. And since that time, I'll tell you what, it seems like the last 25 years have just disappeared in the blink of an eye.
And of course, now you're running for Congress. So, if you wouldn't mind, what about the next 2 minutes or so? What can you contribute to Montana as a member of Congress?
Well, look, 9/11 was a personal turning point for me and so many others who decided to serve our country after those terror attacks. This year, it's America's 250th birthday. I think our nation is facing a turning point. And we're going to determine whether this country remains a free republic for another 250 years or not. I'm the only candidate in this race with actual congressional legislative experience. But I'm also, the only candidate in this race who's got to spend every morning for the last several years getting a chance to listen to you guys, to hear from you, and to learn from you. And I want to take that to work back in Washington. Look, I've had people ask me to run for office a number of times over the years. Peter, I'm sure people have asked you to run as well. But why? Why would you go back there? Why would you go back to the swamp for some stupid title and you're just banging your head against the wall, getting nothing done? We finally have the opportunity to get some things done this year. But first, you probably heard AOC is coming to Missoula. These far-left socialists are on the march here in western Montana. Yep. We have got to stop them. I'm the Trump-endorsed fighter who will.
All right, we're going to come right back. Stay with us. We have all sorts of folks waiting to visit with you, sir. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. 406-721-1290 is our number. We'll be right back.
Call
cold and flu.
Dennis Bragg with the latest forecast. Severe weather possible across western Montana today if we see strong thunderstorms develop. A wind advisory in effect from noon today through tonight. Southwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Could see some gusts up to 50 if those thunderstorms and lightning develop. The better chance of the storms will be focused over southwest Montana, extending north into the Butte Blackfoot region with the Missoula and Bitterroot valleys on the western edge. Temperatures probably trending a little cooler. We'll see highs today in the mid-70s.
We are back on Talk Back, and again, we're privileged to have with us Aaron Flint on the phone. He's running for Congress in Western District Congressional seat, and lots of folks are waiting to talk with you, and Nancy is up first. Nancy, good morning. You're on with Aaron. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Aaron. And, you know, tomorrow's May 14th in 1804. Meriwether Lewis and Captain Clark, they started their journey towards the Pacific with the discovery of a Corps of Discovery and also 13 Anjou French boatmen. They went to St. Charles Island first and then to the Upper Missouri. It was the greatest adventure of their lives, and you're entering the, perhaps the greatest adventure in your lifetime of run for Congress. Congratulations, my dear friend. I want to ask, you're mentioning 9/11. I want to focus on the Islamic movement across our nation at this moment. They are using the Democrat Socialist Party as a platform for breeding and also to enter our politics. I don't like what I'm seeing, and I know you don't either. Now, this threat, this Islamic threat in our country, what will you do as a man in Congress, as a congressional leader, to combat the Islamic movement in our nation, to help ward off this attack on the American way of life, our culture, Western civilization, our Constitution, you name it. And thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Great question, Nancy, and always great to hear from you. One of my favorite callers into the show over the years. What will we do to stop it? This ties in with exactly what we were talking about. Look, they're bringing AOC to Missoula in what? A little over a week. Who else is getting involved in this Western congressional race? Ilhan Omar, who is just a part of this massive fraud scandal back in Minnesota. This is exactly why you talk about these radical Islamists out there that are on American soil, and these Iranian-backed proxies that have been allowed onto American soil through the open borders invasion that occurred. I tell you, the great honor of being behind this microphone every single day was fighting back against this open borders invasion that took place in this country. We've got to do everything we can right now. This is why I'm the fighter in this race endorsed by President Donald J. Trump, because I haven't been sitting this fight out for the last 4 years. I've been in this fight every single day. We've got to, first off, thankfully, President Trump has secured our borders. We've got to continue to stiffen our northern border as well. And on top of that, we've got to deport every single one of these criminal illegal aliens who flooded into this country. Threats from all over the world, by the way, Russia, Yemen, China, you name it, Iranian proxy terrorists allowed into this country. That's why we've got to continue to. I'll tell you what, we know if the Democrats were to win this seat and take back control of the House of Representatives, they're going to try to impeach Trump on day one, and they're going to try to open up the borders once again. And you know they are going to do everything they can to prevent the deportation of these criminal illegal aliens who targeted our Indian reservations here in Montana with drug cartel operatives in Trinidad and Tobago with thugs. That's why we cannot allow Western Montana to fall to these socialists.
Okay, let's get another call in. This is Perry from Columbus. Perry, good morning. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Aaron. You know, it's great to hear your voice on the radio again. I just wanted to give a message to the people in your Western congressional district. You know, when you want a politician, a representative in Washington, is to stand up for the people that he represents and work hard and make the sacrifices necessary. Now, can you think, I can't think of anybody who even approaches the sacrifices of this man who got up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, trudged into the studio by 6 o'clock every morning, every weekday morning, and fought the good fight. It's to save this country from the people who would destroy us, and there are many of them. So, you know, when you think about who you should vote for and who you should support financially, we all know who it is, Aaron Flint Army. Get on the phone, get on the internet, send the man a check. And my question to you is, how do we get support to you, monetary support, to help you get that seat?
My goodness. All right. They teed that one up real well. Go ahead, Aaron, please.
Oh, that's incredible. I was telling Peter during the break, I said, oh, Perry, I call him Perry the Poet. What a great caller. No, and I was actually thinking, I remember, Peter, I remember back in 2024, Perry called into the show, and we were fighting to get our good friend Tim Sheehy elected to the United States Senate and to finally get rid of the flip-flop, flat-top John Tester. And I'll never forget, Perry called into the show, and he said, all right, everybody out there in the Flint Army, it's time to get activated. It's time to deploy. And you know what? The Flint Army deployed in 2024. We finally got rid of flip-flop, flat-top. And I'll tell you, Tim Sheehy is doing an incredible job. And he's also able to work with Democrats on common-sense policy, and he's able to do so without compromising his principles. I'm so proud of what Tim Sheehy is doing. What can you do? Perry mentioned it. If anybody is able to financially contribute to the campaign, look, AOC is coming to Missoula in a little over a week. The radical left is going to pour resources into this seat. Even if you don't live in the Western Congressional District, your contributions are huge, because you know exactly what they're going to do if they win this seat. They're going to tear down the dams in the Pacific Northwest. They're going to try to continue to remove ranchers from the land and attack agriculture and destroy American energy. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So your financial support is huge. You can go to flintformontana.com right now and find all the details for how to donate. But also, if you want to volunteer to door knock, we've got a form on our website where you can sign up and you can go door to door and knock doors and talk to your friends and neighbors. I know it sounds like it might not be fun. It's actually a really fun time talking to people out there going door to door. So whatever way you can help out, it's going to be huge. FlintForMontana.com.
All right. So we're up against another break. We're going to come right back. And, of course, Aaron Flint will be with us all the way till 10 o'clock this morning. So if you have a question or a comment, like Harry, Joe, Dave, and Andy are all standing by waiting to visit with you, sir. And, again, our phone numbers are 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Again, Aaron Flint, running for Congress, the Western District Congressional seat, which is currently held by the retiring Ryan Zinke. Of course, Ryan Zinke has given his support to Aaron Flint. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout and continue our conversation.
After 7 years of public input, workshops, planning, and very detailed work, Bitterroot National Forest administrators are finally releasing their final version of the Bitterroot Front Plan, a new document aimed at a long-term approach for managing one of the most dangerous fire sheds in the U.S. With an estimated 7,000 homes along the Bitterroot Front from Darby North to Florence, the plan aims to set up a long-term approach for fire treatments, from selective logging to prescribed burns and other measures to cut the risk of catastrophic fires. Stevensville District Ranger Seth Ramaki.
As you're well aware, fire season's getting longer. We're having more intense fires due to many things, including the lack of management and our ability to suppress fires over the last year. So we're really trying to reduce high-intensity wildfire, reduce that risk to responders, property, and the public.
Darby District Ranger Steve Brown wants people to know the plan is not to clear-cut the face of the Bitterroot Front and build a bunch of new roads.
The only 2 miles of new road construction we propose is to move those roads out of the creek bottom. And in terms of clear-cuts, that's just simply not true. You know, it's entirely intermediate selective harvest. We're looking to open up the crown spacing to positively impact fire behavior, but we're not doing any clear-cuts.
Barring legal challenges, work on the first management units could start this year, but more likely next year, given the time needed to set up a forest stewardship program and offer the first contracts. We'll have more with the managers and the rangers on the plan later this hour in our Montana Newsmaker segment. One of Northwest Montana's most popular scenic destinations will look very different for visitors this summer. The U.S. Forest Service, the Kootenai National Forest, announcing that the Ross Creek Cedar Scenic Area near Troy remains under significant travel restrictions following the major flooding back in December. According to the Kootenai National Forest, the system road to get up there is severely compromised and unstable. As a result, the road is closed to all motorized vehicles until emergency repairs can be made.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Our core principles, and I think Senator Tim Sheehy is doing a great job of that. I think, when we talk about being fighters, look, there's, you know, I'm endorsed by President Trump. There's some folks who love President Trump's fighting style. There's some folks who don't like President Trump's fighting style. But as I travel this district, everybody I talk to nods their head in agreement and believes that, yes, we need a fighter fighting for us back in the swamp, fighting for us back in Washington, D.C. And I think, you know, a fellow combat veteran like Tim Sheehy is showing, look, if you've served in the military, we've gotten to serve with some of the greatest Americans you can find. All sorts of political backgrounds, all sorts of different beliefs, you name it. But yet we know how to fight and serve together for the man and the woman on your left and your right. And I think that's why Tim Sheehy is so effective right now, even as a brand new legislator without legislative experience, because he's bringing common sense to the table here. And with regard to the bigger picture, when we talk about fighting for our country, look, sometimes that's gonna require standing on the floor of the House of Representatives and naming and shaming these members of Congress. I'm going to fight to ban congressional stock trading, for one example. But sometimes how you fight is sitting down and having a cup of coffee with folks to get some things done. Former Democrat Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield, I think, is a great example of that. And, you know, one of the things he always said was, don't forget the High Line. And I joke that, you know, as somebody who grew up in the Flathead and in Northeast Montana, I joke that, hey, as long as you're on Highway 2, you're home for me.
All right, let's get another call on. This is Joe. Joe, go ahead. You're on with Aaron Flint. Go ahead.
Yes. I Googled up, is the Nature Conservancy involved in buying lands near military bases in the United States based upon its relationship with the Chinese Communist government? And I came up with Jim Comer is investigating it, and he alleges that they have they're using people who actually used to work for the Chinese government and Chinese government-owned media to buy up these lands near military bases. And, you know, I did talk to this lady from Arizona who was complaining because the Nature Conservancy bought up this land near the Barry Goldwater bombing range in southern Arizona. And she said that they won't let any people on the land, you know. Anyway, it raises the larger question of money laundering through NGOs and nonprofits. And if I could listen online on the phone.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, please, Aaron, if you could answer his question.
Yeah, no, that's great. I was asked, I don't know if it was Jonathan Ambarian with the Montana Television Network or maybe it was NBC Montana, but one of them asked me, you know, what are some things you're seeing in Congress right now that you like, right? Because it's easy to see the things we don't like. I believe it's House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. This is a broader issue that the caller's identifying here. He held congressional hearings earlier this year highlighting the fact that we have foreign financiers that are abusing our tax code, that are abusing tax-exempt status to funnel money into nonprofit organizations in the United States of America to undermine American interests. And I tell you, that is something we have got to double down on. We see examples of this all across Montana. Everybody knows who George Soros is. Some of our listeners right now also know who Hans-Jörg Wyss is, W-Y-S-S. He is a foreign citizen, a far-left financier, who's been funding efforts like the APR to kick ranchers off the land in central and eastern Montana. He also funds these far-left environmental groups that have been destroying our forests, destroying public lands access, you name it. And so we've got to crack down on foreign financiers who are funneling money into these nonprofits that are also causing chaos in the streets of Minneapolis and elsewhere to combat ICE agents.
We're going to come right back with more with Aaron Flint after this quick timeout and more phone calls to come. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Montana. Smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries, leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org.
Hey, it's the Wednesday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Aaron Flint joining us on the phone right now, running for Congress. And lots of folks want to visit with you. So, Dave, you're up. You're on with Aaron.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say Obama, while he was in office, removed 3.1 illegal aliens. Biden stopped at the border and removed 4.4 million aliens. And Trump so far has removed 550,000 aliens. But you may disagree with those numbers, but I'm curious to hear others. But first of all, I would like to know, what would you do about the problem with Social Security and about health care? You know, Obamacare appears to be failing, so what would you do?
Yeah, first off, thanks, Dave. Yeah, Obamacare is a complete and utter train wreck. And by the way, one of my Republican opponents in this race, if you guys missed the debate that we had, the Montana GOP hosted a debate in Bozeman about 3 weeks ago now, and one of my opponents testified in support of bringing Obamacare to Montana. And so if you weren't aware of that, you need to know that one of my opponents testified in support of Obamacare. But you know, you're exactly right. Obamacare has been a complete and utter train wreck. Here's what we've got to do. First off, we have got to stop funneling money into the pockets of these big insurance companies. We need to get that money back into the pockets of the people of Montana. So you get to decide where your health care dollars go. Right now, what the Democrats are doing is they want to double down on Obamacare. And you think about it, all of your money ends up getting funneled into the pockets of these big insurance companies, whether you get actual health care or not. So we've got to change that. We've also got to crack down on the fraud, waste, and abuse. Look at the billions of dollars in fraud that's been exposed in Minneapolis, in Minnesota alone. I got the chance to sit down with Nick Shirley, the great young man who's exposing this fraud in Minnesota. He's also exposing this fraud in California, which is way even more massive. So we've got to double down on eliminating the fraud, waste, and abuse. And what about price transparency, where you, the consumer, can actually find out what it's going to cost at this doctor or this clinic or that clinic? And what about a little bit more freedom for the American people? Man, it's America's 250th birthday. Why don't we talk about having more freedom? Look at what we did here in Montana. We finally allowed, listen to that word, allowed the people of Montana to access direct primary care clinics so you can get your day-to-day health care needs met at a reasonable cost. Why did the government have to allow that in the first place? Sounds like we need to get back to this whole concept of freedom and start allowing we the people to do a heck of a lot more for our own health care needs in this country.
All right, let's get Andy up next. Andy, good morning. You're on with Aaron Flint. Go ahead.
Did you say Andy?
Andy, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. And I apologize if I didn't listen to the whole show, and I was wondering if you had discussed your take on the Sheep Creek mine that's proposed in the headwaters of the Bitterroot River. I fear that no matter what happens, the Trump administration is going to shove it down our throats, and I was wondering what your opinion of the mine is, and also amending the 1872 mining law that precludes people from going into mine the tailings and Butte, et cetera, without assuming liability for the whole situation. And then my last comment is, I'd be careful suggesting that you've been Trump endorsed. Trump is quickly losing support across America with his distractions from the Epstein files. But my main question is about the Sheep Creek mine and your position on it, and that 1872 law. Thank you.
We got about a minute before a hard break. Aaron, go ahead, please.
Yeah, appreciate it. I remember when Skip and Hamilton called in and asked me about Sheep Creek last fall, I think it was. And I said, look, I think our Republican delegation, Congressman Zinke, Senator Tim Sheehy, I think they were right to say, whoa, and let's put a halt to fast-tracking something like the Sheep Creek mine. Look, I'm all about mining and manufacturing in America. We've got to mine in America again. I'll talk more about Libby after the break. I'll talk more about Butte after the break. But I think right when it comes to Sheep Creek, look, I'm honored to be endorsed by Ravalli County Commissioner Greg Chilcott. I think residents and officials in Ravalli County have consistently and clearly raised concerns about this proposed mine down there.
We're going to come right back. Again, our guest is Aaron Flint, running for Congress in the Western District congressional seat, which is currently held by Ryan Zinke. And we'll be back with more calls for Aaron when we return right after this timeout. 406-721-1290 is our number on TalkBack. Talkbackers.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
My name is Emma.
After a car accident left me paralyzed, Canine Companions teamed me up with my service dog, Marcia. For 50 years, Canine Companions has been teaming dogs together with those who need them the most. Visit canine.org to change lives.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. We're privileged to have Aaron Flint on the air on the phone with us. Aaron is running for Congress, Western District Congressional seat, which is currently held by the retiring Ryan Zinke. But folks have been waiting on the phone.
Aaron wanted to finish up Andy's question.
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, if that's okay with you guys, I didn't want to leave his other questions unanswered here. So we talked about Sheep Creek, and we talked about how, look, there's places we're going to mine, there's places we're not going to mine. Let's talk about Libby and Lincoln County. Peter and Nick, it was so fun. Saturday night, I spoke at the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner in Eureka, and I had this nice lady. She came up to me. She said, I remember when you brought your radio show to Libby and you set up your microphones at the grocery store in Libby. That was like 12 or 14 years ago. Wow. But I still remember some of the things we talked about that day. Look, let's talk about Libby. I had the superintendent of schools join me in Libby last fall, the day after we attended a Celebration of Life for Charlie Kirk event. The superintendent of schools told me they used to have 3,000 kids in the schools in Libby. Now they only have 1,000 kids in the schools in Libby. And think about it. Of the 1,000 kids that remain, where are they going to find high-wage job opportunities to be able to stay and live in northwest Montana? There's a lot of people who have moved into northwest Montana that are now calling northwest Montana home. I want our kids to be able to have opportunities here in northwest Montana, all of Montana, frankly. And look, there's enough copper in Libby to rewire the U.S. electric grid 2 times over. Think about the high-wage job opportunities. Think about what that will do to unleash American energy and lower energy prices in this country. We talk about affordability. Energy is a key piece there. And then the final question he raises, hey, obviously our nation needs these critical minerals. We're far too dependent on China. President Trump's in China right now as we speak. We are far too dependent on the communist Chinese for these rare earth minerals. Well, why not go into the Berkeley pit and pull and extract the rare earth minerals that are currently just sitting there right now? And maybe it's a way to not only continue cleanup efforts there, but also pull some of these rare earth elements out without threatening the environment. And so I know Congressman Ryan Zinke, credit to him. He had Interior Secretary Doug Burgum at Montana Tech focus on this very issue. And that's the type of work and the type of conversations we need to continue.
All right, let's get Rick on the line. Rick, good morning. You're on with Aaron Flint. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, I appreciate Andy's call. I think I'm a personal friend of his. But I used to live a half an hour from Sheep Creek up the West Fork of the Bitterroot. And I've been recently at both meetings for the Sheep Creek. And what I find ironic is that most everybody against Sheep Creek, but most everybody had a personal cell phone device in their hand. They had a laptop computer. The county commissioners had their laptop computers, and they're protesting technology with technology. So I'm going to throw out a statistic here. There's 8.3 million billion people in the world, and there's over 12 billion personal handheld devices, and they all take these rare earths. And here in Ravalli County, there is a group. It's a large group, and we call them NIMBYs, not in my backyard. But at some point, the hypocrisy of these people and their selfishness not to saddle some of the burden that the rest of the world is taking, and especially with AI coming down the road. I guess my question to you is, how are you going to divide, if you're elected, your NIMBYism? I don't know how much of it you have, your NIMBYism, and making sound decisions for this, the whole country. There's a mine going on right now in out of Winnemucca called Thacker Pass. It's being protested by the Shoshone and the Paiute Indian tribes, and they have every right to be concerned about it. But I didn't see all these people at the Ravalli County meetings down in Winnemucca protesting that, because they're NIMBYs, not in my backyard. As long as they don't see children in Asia and Africa working for slave wages, mining their conveniences in life, they're going to be happy. So where will you make that division between your NIMBYism?
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you. No, thank you. I think you've got to listen to local stakeholders, like the Ravalli County commissioners, for example. And frankly, I think, you know, these companies that want to come in and do these type of exploratory things, they've got to get out and talk to the people. They've got to come on shows like this and take phone calls, just like we're taking right now. Accountability and transparency is key. But, you know, you talk about, so where do we draw that line? Where do we mine? Where don't we mine? That's why I talk about Libby. The folks in Libby are desperate for these type of mining jobs and timber industry jobs as well. Let me tell you about my cousin. His mom, he grew up in Missoula and lived in Lolo. His mom, my Aunt Terry, what a remarkable woman. 30 years she worked at the Missoula Police Department, and just one of the best people you can find. She served the Missoula Police Department for 30 years, my Aunt Terry. My cousin had to go to eastern Montana for opportunity, for high-wage job opportunities. He got a job at the Stillwater Mine. You know, he talks about the hypocrisy of these folks on the left. And the hypocrisy. Think about all these folks on the left that have the Ukraine flag in their social media profiles, and they virtue signal all day long about Ukraine and Russia. Well, look at what happened under Democrat control. And by the way, every single one of these Democrat candidates that are going to show up at this AOC rally in Missoula, why didn't they show up and rally for the union miners at the Stillwater Mine like my cousin? Why didn't they show up and rally for the union workers in Colstrip? Why didn't they show up and rally for the natural gas plant in Laurel? Why didn't they show up and rally for people that want mining opportunities in Lincoln County? Or why didn't they show up for folks working in the timber industry? The fact is, the Democrat Party has abandoned the working class people. And that's why I think we are going to get a big surge of union support for the Flint for Congress campaign this year, for that very reason, because these Democrat candidates have been attacking union jobs. I've been fighting for these jobs every day.
We're going to come right back after this quick timeout.
Whether you're
this is our shared heritage, but today we're divided, except for our love of wildlife and wild places they and we call home. We are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
We are back on Talk Back, getting ready to wrap things up with our friend Aaron Flint, and of course, running for Congress in the Western District, and still folks waiting to visit. Skip, good morning. You're on with Aaron. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And Aaron, I got to tell you, all the bumper music, you know, Peter used to be a disc jockey about 100 years ago, and I'm hearing a lot of music that maybe he has something to do with. I want to tell you, you're like on fire today. I am so delighted to hear the way that you're handling all these questions. I'm just so enthused to hear you be on point on so many things, and not just the Sheep Creek Mine. And by the way, down here in Ravalli County, NIMBYs are not the main reason that we don't like the Sheep Creek Mine. It's for all the reasons that you came out with, and I think you've seen the PowerPoint letters from our commissioners, and you mentioned Greg Chilcott. He's the one that started that letter. I actually was there when he was talking about PowerPoints. And I'll tell you, you nailed it. And thank you for the way that you're handling those questions. And so I want to ask you something I don't think I had heard you talk about. I missed 10 minutes of the program, and it has to do with your commercials and having to do with balancing the budget and paychecks not being received until it's balanced. Would you please explain how you would go about that? What are the mechanisms we do to balance the budget at this point in our congressional history, I guess? How are you going to do that, sir? And thanks so much for coming on today.
Yeah, no, thank you, Skip. Always great to hear from you, and fun running into you down at the Pachyderm Club and other events. So, fun side fact here, Peter, I think you'll get a kick out of this. So when I graduated airborne school in Fort Benning, Georgia, it just so happened that former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich was doing a tour of Fort Benning that day.
Wow.
So I actually got my jump wings pinned on by Newt Gingrich. And I say that because I'm going to think about those jump wings on my chest when I'm elected to Congress, because, look, I'm going to pick on Braxton Mitchell. He's a great legislator out of Columbia Falls, and he's gotten a lot of bills across the finish line in the state legislature. But think about this. Braxton Mitchell wasn't even born. He wasn't even alive the last time Congress balanced the budget. Wow. You know, you talk about bumper music. A lot of kids are bringing back the 1990s music right now. Well, I want to bring back the 1990s balanced budgets. I was just a kid in junior high school, but I remember being such a fan of the work that Speaker Gingrich was doing. And so how are we going to do it? Well, first off, I think the biggest thing we can deliver is banning congressional stock trading. We've got to ban congressional stock trading, and I think that'll clean up a lot of these problems. You get these grifters out of Congress, and then I think you'll start to see people stop turning a blind eye to the grift going on across our federal government with fraud, waste, and abuse. So we need to ban congressional stock trading. We need to pass a balanced budget amendment. You have to balance the budget in Helena. It's a requirement. The same thing should happen in Washington. And if they can't balance the budget, they shouldn't get paid. But let's be honest. Look, the salary is breadcrumbs for these members of Congress that are getting rich off the backs of taxpayers. That's why I think we've got to ban congressional stock trading. That could be effective term limits legislation that finally gets some of these people out of office after 30 or 40 years, too.
Aaron, we got about 2 minutes. I want to give you, this is an opportunity. We have any candidate who's on. The last 2 minutes are yours to explain why folks should vote for you.
Well, thanks so much, Peter and Nick. And yeah, I just want to say, look, my family homesteaded here, both sides of the state. We go back several generations. My dad's side of the family homesteaded in Nirada, right near Flathead Lake. Go back several generations. My mom's side of the family homesteaded south of Opime in northeast Montana. And look, this Western Congressional District seat is so important, not just to Western Montana, but to the entire state. And we've got these far-left socialists that are bringing AOC to town next week. And I'll tell you what, if they win this Western Congressional District race, they are going to tear down and come after the entire state. And that's why we've got to stand up right now. We've got to get in. We've got to unify right now to start opposing these guys. But the bigger picture, Peter, is this, is that I want my kids to have the same opportunities here in Montana that so many of us have gotten to have. And so when we talk about affordability, when we talk about the national debt, we have also got to grow and create more high-wage job opportunities for our young people so they can stay here in Montana, so they can afford to stay here in Montana. Right. And so we're gonna invest in trades and trades education. We're going to make our timber industry great again. We're going to mine and manufacture in America. Aaron, we're going to make a high school degree mean something again. That's how we'll make the Montana dream affordable again.
We are out of time. Thank you so much for sharing all that information. Aaron, best of luck to you. Okay, Mr. Nick, as we look forward to what's coming up on Thursday show, sir.
Yeah, first hour we'll do open phones the full hour, and then from 9 to 10 it'll be Ryan Bussey. He's a Democrat candidate running for the same race, U.S. House of Representatives in the Western District. So both sides of the aisle there.
You bet. You'll have an opportunity to talk with him, just as you did with Aaron Flint. And it was going to be in the studio? Do you think it's going to be on the phone?
I believe he'll be in studio.
Awesome. All right. That's good. So thank you all for your calls this morning. You guys really always make it a great show. We appreciate every single one of you. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.